Hudson and the Puget Sound area skippers.
I'm going to get some.
Yeah, this is Charlie Brown live from the Dome Stadium, and what we're doing here, for those of you who are wondering, a lot of people saying, well, what, they got all the records down there and everything? No, not exactly. We have a bunch of machines down here and this microphone. Yes, the prestigious KJR microphone. And back in the main studio, we have an engineer who is running things. He's our programmer. Hello, programmer. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
See, now he's there, and you can hear the feedback and everything. It's legit. It's for real.
Oh, yeah, it's for real.
Yeah. And somewhere down on the field is Clyde's Kazoo Marching Band. They are just getting ready to... Oh, there they go. Can you see him, Steve?
Oh, I can. Look at him.
If you can see him from there, you're in a lot of trouble. They are... Clyde's Kazoo Marching Band putting on the very first show here.
The guy over there on the left's out of step.
And the hey, back in a step there. Let's listen for just a second as they form the big letters RJK on the Clyde is backward. RJK. Les Parsons.
Morning to you, Charlie. Hey, we ordered up a rather heavy rain shower a few minutes ago, and it arrived right on schedule.
You're kidding. It's not raining here.
Well, that was for the reason of a test. A lot of people in Seattle remember rain dripping down through the roof of the Seattle Center Coliseum a while back. Kind of upset some Sonics fans.
Yeah.
And they, of course, finally solved that problem, though. But we were wondering if there might be a little leak or two in the big brand-new dome that dominates the south end of our city. And we thought we would ask you to just make sure. You and Clyde make a run around the stadium there and the infield and the outfield and the center field,
Clyde,
and up through the bleachers.
Have you seen any leaks, Clyde?
You guys go out and check for puddles, okay?
I think I'm going to have to take one.
Oh.
Okay.
Charlie, you take the north side of the stadium. Clyde, south side. Then check back after you meet each other on the east end. Want to make sure there aren't even any little tiny puddles.
Okay.
Man-made or otherwise.
Right.
If it didn't amount to plagiarism, Metro Transit might be saying something like, if you plan to go to the King Dome, then leave the driving to us. I'm Les Parsons, now with more music from the King Dome. It's Charlie Brown.
Thank you, Les.
What about the puddles?
Nothing. Not a thing. KKR. Charlie Brown and the Road to Shambhala. It's 13 minutes before 8 o'clock. And I am broadcasting live and direct from the Dome Stadium. Earlier this morning, we had some hassles and problems with our phone lines and cables and things like that. Things are cleared away. We're coming through live and loud and clear. This is incredible. I am on the 50-yard line of the Dome Stadium. They have just turned on the lights that rim the entire dome. And the lights make it a definite daylight effect. It looks like just a real neat sunny day in here. Workmen are starting to go to work on things like installing chairs. And there's somebody over by the great big screen. Looks like they're putting a billboard up there. They're painting a billboard. Is that a Marlboro commercial? Something like that. Is it Marlboro? I don't know. The King Dome Stadium, live and direct. We'll go to Clyde, who's down in the King Dome kitchen, talking with one of the cooks in just a moment.
Use your Bond Charge card.
And Charlie Brown broadcasting live and direct from the Dome Stadium. It is an incredible sight here on the 50-yard line. It really is. You know, there is not a bad seat in the house. There really is not, with the exception of perhaps the north wall. Not so much because you can't see the field, but because if you're on the north wall, that's the wall where the great big huge screen is located. And if you're sitting there, you'd have to turn around and crank your neck, and it'd be kind of like sitting at the front seat of a movie theater. You know, everybody would look all distorted, which when I stop to think about it, might be kind of fun. Let's go down to Clyde, who's in the kitchen, where they're preparing for tomorrow night's big grand opening. Clyde, I think, is talking with one of the cooks. Come on in, Clyde.
Yeah, Chuck, this here's Clyde in the Dulwich Stadium kitchen, and there's a lady here who is making hot dogs. What's your name, sweetheart?
Marilyn Chambers.
No, come on, get serious.
What's it to you anyway, skinny?
Well, listen, how come these hot dogs are $1.50? That's what I like about
them. Well, we have a special preparation.
Yeah, what? What is it?
That's right, we dip them in Drano. They go down quicker. And besides that, they clean you out.
Well, Chuck, back to you, old bud.
Thank you, Clyde. KJR. And 7 till 8. $1.50. KJR. I tell you what, we could have Peter Candless cater the place for less than that. Somebody get hold of Peter. Hey, Peter. 95. KJR Seattle and Charlie Brown at 8:03, live from the Dome Stadium on a 50-yard line.
KJR's Mary Sunshine is casually driving in and around Seattle looking for KJR Sunshine or Yellow Ball stickers.
Hey, Chuck, I got a special tape recording here. Would you like to hear it?
Tape recording, Clyde?
Yeah, just a second. I'll get it all ready. It's from the program director.
Okay, KJR, Charlie.
Hi, I'm Steve West, the program director of KJR. Uh-huh. And on behalf of our owners, Danny Kaye, uh-huh, Lester Smith, and uh-huh, Mr. KJR himself, uh-huh, I would like to be the first to congratulate Charlie Brown, thank broadcasting you, at the first major event
right
of the new Dome Stadium.
Thank you very much.
The appearance of Clyde.
What? Not just a second.
Yay!
Hold on a second here. Hold on.
Yay for Clyde!
You put him up to that, Clyde. Come over here.
I gotcha. The program director thinks I'm best. Why?
Just a second. I'm the star. Just a second.
My mama told me.
KJR, fooled around and fell in love. 8:25 and Charlie Brown, live and direct from the Dome Stadium. And, Clyde.
Yeah, what?
You are in a lot of trouble, Clyde. Bill Sears is here.
Bill who? I didn't order anything.
No, it's not Sears, Clyde. Bill is with the Dome Stadium. What is your capacity, Bill?
Manager of sales and promotion.
Uh-oh, I didn't do nothing. I plead innocent.
You're in trouble now, Clyde.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. What did I do wrong?
Well, the trouble, Clyde, is that you got everything all fouled up about the hot dog.
Oh, no, not me. I was right.
Yeah, the hot dog, you know, is the $1.50 hot dog is not a hot dog. It's a giant king dog. The hot dog is 65 cents. And you can get a hot dog for 65 cents and a soft drink for 35 cents, and that's a dollar, and that's not a bad deal in anybody's theater.
You're kidding. That's all?
That's all.
Well, how big is this king dog you're talking about?
The king dog is about a double giant size hot dog, and it's a meal in itself type thing, and it's an optional feature. It's not the regular type hot dog. You know, our hot dogs are competitive with anybody's hot dog, and we'll put our 65 cent hot dog up against anybody.
Hello. There's a king dog now.
Clyde, you hockey puck.
Stubbs. Yeah.
KJR Seattle.
KJR and Charlie Brown, live and direct from the Dome Stadium, right on a 50-yard line.
Who's that guy?
Clyde, would you just calm it down here? This fellow sitting next to me is the prosecutor for King County, Chris Bailey. Hi, Chris.
How are you this morning?
Well, I am dynamite. Just right. Dynamite. Really nice of you to stop by.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate KJR on the first live broadcast from the Dome and tell people that they really ought to come down and see this on Saturday night.
What, 7:30 is when it starts?
That's right. It's a great place. It's big. And you'll really be impressed.
It is big. Now, last time you were here was a couple of months ago. And what's the difference between that time and now?
Well, as the thing has progressed, it's just gotten more filled in, more colorful. It used to be just a big cavern, and now it looks like a place that people can really watch things. And, of course, there are a few clouds between here and the center of the field, but those will be cleared up by Saturday night.
Did you say it was a big tavern?
No, a big cavern, Clyde, you dummy.
Oh.
Chris, listen, would you do me a favor?
Be glad to.
Would you prosecute Clyde and maybe we could get him put away?
We do have anti-litter ordinances for Clyde and his friends.
I'm getting out of here.
They apply.
KJR and Charlie, thank you, Chris. It's 8:32 in Seattle.